Okay, we're ready. We start the new Daf Yomi, Baba Kama. Baba Kama, Beis Amid Aleph, right? Starts with the Arba Avos Nazikin. Baba Kama, one of the key Gemaras in all of Shas. Here we go. Arba Avos Nazikin. There are four damages, right? Four primary categories of damages. There's shor, ox, boar, pit, mave. We're going to see what that means. Mave, maybe teep. We'll see what that is. Vehever. And we'll see what hever is, right? That's when fire goes out, basically. Lo hare hashor ka hare hamave. The nature of shor is not like the nature of damages done by mave, which the Gemara is going to explain mave. But lo hare hamave ka hare hashor. And the nature of mave is not like that of shor. But lo zev ezeh sheyesh ben ruachayim. And not both of those which have life. They have mave and shor are comparable in the sense that they relate to a live animal. Ka hare esh, comparable to the fourth one, mave, which is fire. She'ein bo ruachayim, which does not have life. And these two, right, which are normal for it to go and do damage, they're not like a pit. Meaning, shor, mave, and hever all have a nature to move and cause damage. The boar is stationary. It doesn't move and cause damage. Right, the common denominator is it's normal for it to do damage, and shmirasan alecha. We have to figure out what that line is going on when it says the tzara shava of them, the common denominator of them, of which ones? And you're responsible for guarding it. Ushehizik, and when it does damages, chav hamazik, the mazik must pay, l'shalim tashlumei nezik, full payment, b'meitav haaretz, with the best of the land, what's called idis of his nechasov, right, the primary. You would think he could pay from the inferior quality as long as he reaches the dollar amount. What's the difference? We're going to see he's got to pay from meitav haaretz, the best of the land. It's not all of them because, what's it called? We just said that boar is stationary.
But you've got to watch it. But then the second part of
no, but it said common to all them. Yeah, but it said common to them is the normal for it to go and do damage, and you have to watch it. Two factors. Common to what? It doesn't go and do damage, a pit. Pit stays in one place. Gemara.
So the Tashumi, the Meta of Oris, it means in anything he pays, like if he pays some money,
what do you mean?
By land.
He pays of his best own land stuff to pay up.
When he pays the damages, let's say he pays him in cash, what kind of cash? Does a calf have to be made up?
Oh, no, there's no such thing. Cash is cash. Over the socher, as long as it's barter that used, that goes.
Can he pay him from cash that's only redeemable in the next city?
Oh, you're saying which kind of over the socher and things which can be used in different places? All right, we'll see what the barter is exactly. Because many people didn't have land. Midegetani avos mechlal diikitolus. From the fact that it says at the beginning of the Mishnah, arba avos, we can infer that there are toldos. There are derivative. Toldosem kiyotzvim olav kiyotzvim. The toldosem, the derivatives over here, are they similar or are they not similar? Often throughout Shas, we'll have this concept of avos and toldos. And you have to ask yourself, when we have derivatives, are the derivatives exactly the same as the principle or are they similar? So let's see. Gabe Shabbos, now when it comes to Shabbos, we learn Avos Malachas Arbaim Chasar Achas. It's 40 Malachas minus 1. Michlal Deike told us, right? From that you could infer that there are derivatives. Told us Sam Ki Yotzi Behem. And the Told us Sam and the derivatives are, we have in general, the principle of Shabbos, the derivatives are the same. Meaning, the punishment can be the same. Okay, loshna av chatas, loshna tolda chatas. Makes a difference in av would get a chatas or a tolda would get a chatas. Alright, there is this commonality between them. And loshna av skila, veloshna tolda skila. And there's no difference if he did it intentionally, the av would get skila and the tolda would get skila. So my ika, so then why call one an av and what call one a tolda? My ika bein av la tolda. What do you need different categories for? Just call them all avas. What's the difference of the label? So nafkamina, the difference that's going to be is the ilu of it shtei avos bahadi adadi. If you do the two principles, right, two principles at the same time, or e nami shtei toldos, or two different toldos bahadi adadi, mechayev al kol chada v'chada. You're going to be chayev on each and every one distinctly. The ilu avid av vitolda today lo mechayev al chada. But if you do the av and its tolda, right, since it's within the same category, you're only going to be chayev one. That's the point. So Rabbi Eliezer, Well, depends if you do it on purpose or not. Depends if you do it on purpose, by accident, chatas. Purpose is going to be skila.
No, but I'm saying, but let's say if it is, this, is we're talking about bringing the korban, right, for let's say shogeg, an av and a tolda.
Oh no, for chiyuvei shemayim and things like that, it's a.
Is there separate averus?
Separate averus. Yeah, this is just chiluk malachas in terms of korbanos, mechayev korbanos. All right. Like in general, when we say kumle b'derab mine, it doesn't mean you don't need kapara for the minor one. It just means we can only administer one. Okay, fine. Now, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, whose shita is in Shabbos Ayin Hey, that we are mechayev a tolda b'makom av, that we can make you chayev a separate korban when you do a tolda and an av. Amai kari le av, amai kari tolda. What's the function of calling one an av and calling one a tolda? Hach tahave b'mishkan chashive kari le av. Those malachas that were in the Mishkan directly, we call it an av. Hach the lohave b'mishkan chashive. Those that were not reckoned in the Mishkan, kari le tolda. But they're similar in nature, we call them a tolada. We call them a derivative. We call them a derivative. Okay, so if you, if for example, the primary malacha of baking, right? So you'd say you have the making of the dyes in the, you know, in the making of the dyes was a form of baking that was done inside the Mishkan. But derivative malachas told us that are not exactly the baking itself, that are not going to be, they're not going to be. The Gemara in Ayin Gimel, in Mesechah Shabbos goes through a lot of examples of what our Avos Makom told us. Okay, another example where you have the concept of Avin Tolda is Gabe Tmeos, by things that are Tame. It says Tran in Mesechus Kalim at the beginning. Avos Hatumas, right? The Avos Hatumas, which are Sherets, Shichva Zera, right? Semen, Vitamei Meis, Toldos Sehem Lav Kiyotze Behem. The derivatives are not the same. Meaning, the Ilu Av, the father, the principal category, has the ability to Metame Adam Vikalim. But tolados ochlim umashkim, right? Ochlin umashkim metame. It's able to metame ochlin umashkim, food and drink. But adam mekalim lo metame. It's not able to be metame. So now we come back to us. Hacha mai, right? Now by us, by Baba Kama, now we're ready to ask the question. Are we more aligned with Hilchas Tuma, where the Avos are not like the Toldos? Or are we more aligned with Hilchas Shabbos, where the Avos is similar to the Toldos? So we say yesh mehem lav ki yesh mehem kiyotzvem ve yesh mehem lav kiyotzvem. We have some avos and toldos that are similar to each other. We have some that are not. So let's analyze. Tana Rabbanan gimel avos nemru b'shor. Right, there are three avos principal categories that we say within shor. So it seems like this brisa is breaking down the four into even sub avos. What is it? Karen, horn, shein, tooth, regel is leg. Karen, minala, where do we get it from? The Tanur Rabbanan, ki yigach, right, when you shall gore. And ein negich, elu b'karen. And primarily it happens with a horn. Shenemar, v'yas lo tzidkia ben kenana, karne barzel. Right, he made him iron horns. That's where Makor for my name. V'yomar ko amar Hashem, be'ele tinagech et aram. With these shall you gore aram. So you see, horns are made for goring. Va'omer, and it says in Dvarim Lam Gimel, Bechor Shoro Hadarlo, Vakarne Re'em Karnav Behem Amim Yinagach. So what does it mean, Va'omer? Why add that extra pasuk in Dvar? What do you mean, and he also pointed out? How many pasukim do you need to say that an ox gores with its horn? So Chite Medivrei Torah Medivrei Kabbalah Lo'afinim, because I might be afraid this analysis that we have connecting Shmos to Malachim Aleph, where we're trying to prove a Midaraisa from Divrei Kabbalah, from Nach, I would think maybe Lo Yalfinan, don't learn from it. Right? Nevi'im and Ksuvim, we may think we can't learn from it. So why don't they just go, by the way, to the third source, to the one in Dvarim? That's because the Divrei Kabbalah Yalfinan was a much more fluid. It's a stronger knockout punch. The logic is better, even though it's Divrei Kabbalah. So they gave you an option, whichever one you want. Tashma, come and learn. Bechor Shoro Hadrlo. So it says Bechor Shoro Hadrlo, Vahai Melef. No, that limit is a gilay bilsa me'almu. It's not telling you what it has to be. It's just a revelation of what is typical. The negicha bekerenhu, right? Ella ma'uritema. I would have thought ki polig rachmana ben tam lemuad. I would think that the Torah distinguishes between tam and muad. It's funny. The Gemara is throwing out terms as though you're an expert already. It assumes you're going to learn the Mishnah first. By the way, you know that the style is to learn. You have to know all the Mishnayos of Baba Kama. Rav Kahn in YU, when Rav Shiva, his style is often to, before the begin the Zman of the Masechta, is to spend a couple days just on all the Mishnayos to get organized. That's his Mahalach. So you may think the distinction between an animal that's a tam, let's say for argument's sake, an animal that gores once or twice, versus an animal that's a moed, that gores multiple times, I might think such a categorical distinction, which will be clarified a little later on, I would think hani mili betlusha. I would think that's only true by a detached horn. But if the horn is attached to the animal, maybe that's always called a moed, because that's its normal function. Tashma, but therefore comes
to do damage with a loose one is not usual.
Correct. Tashma, b'chor shoro hadalo. Therefore, we see b'chor shoro hadalo. It's its way. It's its way. That's normal with its horn. So told it the Karen. What is the derivative of Karen? Maihi. So negifa, pushing, neshicha, biting, nerevitza, squatting, beita, kicking. Maishna negicha dekari le'ab. So wait a second. We just mentioned at the top of this Amud, within Shor, there are three Avos, Karen, Shane, and Regel. Okay, now here, we say Tolda of Karen, within Horn. Yeah, why is Shor, which is implies Goring, why is Goring considered an Av Malacha, right? But Negifa, for example, is not. Dechtiv, so you'll say Ki Yigach, because it says in the Pasuk Ki Yigach. Well, Negifa Namiksiv. It also says the word Negifa, right? Kasav ki yaguf. No, that yagifa in the pasuk is the same thing as negicha. It's a borrowed term. It's saying the word negifa, but it really means a goring in that, if you look at the context. Ki yaguf, hai negifa, negicha. No, that yaguf is a negicha.
So they're looking at the maximum damage that could occur. Goring is the maximum damage you could do.
No, that's not what it's doing.
Pushing, you're
not, the Gemara is not looking at maximum damage. Where does it say that? The Gemara thought the distinction should be that which is listed in the Torah versus that which is not listed in the Torah. That should be the distinction. The Tanya pasach benagifa, because the pasuk begins with a gifa and finishes benagicha. Lomer lecha, to teach you, zohi negifa zenagicha. Whatever it means in the pasuk, it's the same thing. So maishna gabe adam, how come by a human being it says ki yigach? Umaishna gabe behema, it uses the language ki yigach, dechtiv ki yigach. Because Adam de Islay Mazla, because a person has what's called Mazel, divine providence. Here it doesn't mean that, sorry. Mazel over here means a person has intelligence to be Shomer himself. He can dodge, he can move. Ksiv ki yigach, right? Therefore it says ki yigach. It's a language that lends itself where the ox definitely has intent to hurt him. Negifa's mashma that it got pushed, right? Yigach is a more malicious word. Yigaf is a more incidental word, right? And then meanwhile, we happen to the pasuk from the fact that it makes negicha contingent by man and negifa contingent by behema, meaning implying that it's easier for behema to get killed than it is a man. We learn something incidental. The moed la adam have moed la behema. That if an animal is moed to kill a human being, then it's certainly moed to kill a behema. But if it's moed to kill a behema, which dies much easier, it doesn't necessarily mean it's moed to kill an adam. All right, we pointed out neshicha. Oh, so one of the three we said one of them of by an animal, right? We said there's negifa, the tolda of Karen. We just pointed out are negifa, neshicha, revitzo, beita. So here's the problem. The Gemara said, Neshicha, biting, that should be a tolda de Shane. It should be a derivative of Shane. As we mentioned, Shane in the Mishnah, tooth, right? Biting should be a derivative of a tooth. Lo, Shane, yesh hana lahazika. By tooth, there's a benefit to its damage. Ha, ein hana lahazika. But damaging with biting is not getting benefit. It's not consuming it, it's biting it. It's just damaging for damage's sake. That's why the Brisa on this page put Neshicha in a separate category than what's it called? Than Shane, than teeth.
Shane means teeth.
Yeah.
He uses the teeth for what?
Eat.
Eat.
To eat, not to bite.
Yeah, Neshicha is biting, therefore it's not from a derivative of Shane. Okay. Revitza, squatting, ubiita, and kicking, those are tolados deregeli, right? So again, the question is, why did the Gemara give it its own category here? Yeah, our Gemara, 7-10 lines up, called it a tolda of Karen. Called it a tolda of Karen. So the Gemara is asking, shouldn't it be a tolda of Regel? Right? Tolda the Regel heat. Lo, Regel hazika mozai. Regel is where its damage is common. Hani ain hazika mozai. Its damage is not so common. Ela tolda seim lav kiyotzeim. But its damage is not comparable. Damarav papa, that means the toldus is not comparable to the avos. So amarav, damarav papa, eheye. What's it going on? His point of eheye. Hold on. Dama Rav Papa. Yeah, Rav Papa was the one in the fourth line who said, Yesh behem kiyotzebehem, v'yesh behem lav kiyotzebehem. There are some told us that are like the Avos, and there are some told us that are not like the Avos. What was he going on? Eheye, ilema ahani, if he was going on these. Yeah. Maishna Karen, the Kavanasa Lahazik. Why the difference by Karen, where the intent is do damage, and umamoncha ushmiras alecha, and you have to guard it and watch your property. So hani nami kavanasan lahezek. These also, the derivatives of, what's the hani in these? What a hani, what's the hani refer to over here? We said Karen. No, hani nami kavanasan lahezek ushmiras alecha. These are referring to the kavan, oh, to the subcategories of regel. Haninami is intent to damage, and you have to watch it. Ela toldas kekaren kekaren. Rather, bottom line is the tolda of Karen is like Karen. V'chi kamar of Papa, and where a Papa said there are some like them and some not like them, that's Shane and regel, where it's not similar. That's Shane and regel. Shane v'regel heichiksive. Where's the reading? It says in the Brisa of v'shilach zeha regel. And so too it says, m'shalche regel ashor v'chamor. Right, Shalche, same idea. Rishilech. Ubier zuhashen, it consumes. Vechein huomer, and it says, kasher yivar hagalal. Right, when it will totally deplete it. When it will totally deplete it, atum, until its end. Right, that's the idea of Shane. Top of the next page, Gimel and Alf. Amar Mar. Right, we said, Vishilach, that's referring to Regel. Vechein huomer, Rishalche regel ashor vachamor. Sent the legs of the shore in the chamor. Time in the cost of Rachman, the reason, because the Torah said, Mishalche regel ashor vachamor. Halav hachi, if would not have said that, but my mukmisla. Right, if, what else would this, if it wouldn't have said Mishalche regel, what else would I have established this pasuk as? E Karen, we already have a source for Karen, Ksiv. And E Shane, Ksiv, we have a source for Shane. So itzrich salkedait chamina. No, I still would need it. Why? Because idi v'idi ashein. Because I would think they're both referring to Shane. And why do we need two psukim? One is the makalia karen, where he depletes the principle by his consuming. And how the lo makalia karen. And here's where he does not deplete the principle by consuming it. Kamash malan, and therefore comes teach you that no, this pasuk is going to be about regel separate from Shane. So now that we established the pasuk is referring to regel, where do we know a source that you're considered an av malacha of Shane that doesn't deplete the karen, if it doesn't deplete the principle? Minon. So we say it's dumia de regel, just like regel. Ma regel, just like regel, there was no distinction between makalia karna, veloshna lo makalia karna, af Shane, so too teeth, loshna makalia karna, loshna lo makalia karna. I would think that there's also no distinction between the two. By consumption, I would think there's a difference. Why? You partially destroy a fruit tree, it could replenish, it could regrow, it has another life. There's still something there. By regel, where it's not about consumption, it's about damage done. There, maybe there, it's obvious. There's no consideration for distinction. Yeah. Okay. So we say as follows. Amar Mar, we looked at a brisa. Ubier, that refers to Shane, teeth. V'chein hu omer, kasher yavar hagalal atomo. So time to kasher yavar hagalal atomo, if we wouldn't have written that, halav hachi b'mayu kimnele, right? What else would we establish it as? E Karen, if it's going to talk about Karen, ksiv, we already learned Karen. E regel, ksiv, we already said regel. So itzrich salchaman, I need it because I would have thought idiva, idiva regel. They're both referring to regel. And had the ozil mamela, and the distinction between them is, one is where the thing is going on its own, and had the shalach shluche, and one is where it is sent. Kamash Balam. Therefore, it comes to teach you that no, one of them is Karen, one of them is Regel. Hashdoki Ashain Regel. One of them is Shane, one of them is Regel. Hashdoki Ashain Regel. Now that we established Pasuk referring to Shane, where do we have a Pasuk to teach you about a Regel that goes on its own? Regel de Ozim Meim and Olim. Dumya de Shane. Mashnein Lo Shalcha Shluchei. Right? Just like Shane, there's no difference in something that sends it. And Loshna de Ozil Mela, and it goes on its own. Af Regel, Loshna Shlolcha Shluchei, Loshna Ozil Memela. Meaning, the example I would use here is like a top. You spin a top. Right? That's your Shlolcha Shluchei. You've sent that top to go break the guy's glass vase. Right? Versus some type of item that you own that ejects itself every once in a while. So V'lichta V'rachmana V'shilech, right? Why did the Torah just say V'shilech, and you don't need the word U'bi'er? Below boy ubier, the mashma regel, umashma shane. Because the word beer has a very much regel or a shane connotation. It can go either way. It's mashma regel because the pasuk in Yishayahu says meshalche regel ashor v'chamor. And then it's also mashma shane teeth because it says v'shane behemos ashalech bam. So why choose a word that could be flipped either way? Because e love kro yaser, because if it were not for the extra pasuk, hava mina oha oha, meaning you could choose whatever you want it to mean. O regel, you could choose it to mean regel, where the damage is common, hezeko matzoi, or you can use it to refer to shein, de yesh hana laziko, where it has hana in the damage that it's doing. So michte, shkulinain, since they're now equal, and you could interpret the pasuk just as likely either way, vayavo shneim, and both them, dahai mineo mafkis. So, and therefore, now they both come, and you have to figure out which one is being excluded. So, itzrich salcha didchamina, hani milheche de shalcha shluchas. I would think, therefore, the distinction of the psukim is that where it's sent, with intent. Aval ozlam amela, but where it's not sent on with intent, it just goes and does damage. I would think maybe I'm not responsible. Kamash balan, that's not what the limit is. Yeah. Meaning Hana is only a factor in the world of Shane. Yeah.
So let's say the animal rubs himself against the wall because it itches or something like that, and he breaks the wall. Would that be a category of?
I forgot which one it's a told of, but either way, you're chayiv and damaged not because it was trying to get Hana. You're chayiv and damaged, but because it damaged. Yeah. I forgot which category it's in. My gut is that's sure.
In the Gifa. Of a mu'ad, does it have to be a mu'ad in the same in the same
yeah, that's a huge sugya here. Told of a makamav. Yeah. Right, you're mu'ad, but told of a makamav. Does it count? Does it carry over from one to that could be also one of the nafkins. One of the questions is why did the Gemara give that as a difference when it's trying to figure out what's the difference between avos and toldos? Right? So for right now it seems like the difference between avos and toldos is those that were reckoned, you know, like for Shabbos, those that were in the Mishkan are avos, those are tolos. So over here, those that are mentioned explicitly in the psukim are avos, the derivatives are tolos. So it's just a referencing difference. What we're still not sure 100% what is really the nafka mina between them. Is it just a citation? Maybe by Baba Kama, it's a citation issue.
In other words, if it's a tola from a different av, it would not be categorized as a mu'ad.
Correct. That for sure not. For sure not. Told of the Shane Mahi. What is an example of a told of Shane? Nischacha bakotel. Here it is. It rubs against the wall, lahanoso, to get benefit. Vitinfa peros lahanoso. Or it makes dirty. It sullies the fruits for its own benefit. Hold on. Yeah. Maishna Shane diyeshon alzega. Shane, which is normally associated with hana with his damage. Umamoncha ushmiras alecha, and it's your money, and you have to guard it. Hani nami yesh, here too is yeshana lazeko umoncha shmiras alecha. Ela tolda kashen kashen. Rather, the tolda of a shane is exactly like a shane. So v'chi kamara papa told the regel mahi. What's told the regel? So zika begufa derech iluchav. It does damage with its body while it's walking, or besara derech iluchav, its hair while it's walking, or beshlif shali, or the saddle that's on it, or beprumbia shivapia. Or the bit in its mouth, or bezugo or shabitzar, the bell around its neck. So maishna regel dehezeka matzei momon kashmiras alecha. Haninami, these also hezeka matzei shmiras alecha. Ela told the regel is also like regel. So now when Rapapa said some are not like the avos, which was he referring to? We're knocking everything out one by one. So kikama Rapapa a tolda de bor. He was going on the tolda of bor. Tolda de bor mainihu ilema that the av is 10, 10 deep. and the tolda is nine deep, so lo tes ksive velo yug ksive. Neither of them are written in the Torah. Right? V'halo kasha, but say, ames yelo amarachmane, v'kim li rabbanon, that yud is what causes death. But tet nezikinave, a nine height will cause damage, but it doesn't kill. Sof, ze av lemisa, v'ze av lenezikin. One is an after killing, and one is an after damaging. Now, famous case, world famous case. Ela avno sakino umaso. Let's say you have a stone or a knife or a weight that you put down in Rishus Arabim, veheziko, and it does damage. Heichidami, what's the case? E de ifkarinu, right? If it was, hefker, and it was placed in Rishus Arabim, bein l'rav, bein l'shmuel, right? Whether according to Rav or according to Shmuel, hainu bor. That's the same thing as bor. You're responsible for like leaving a pit. It's like leaving it there. You can't leave that stuff in public. That v'id the lo afkarino, and if you weren't mafkarit, so ilishmul de amar kula miboro lamano hainu bor. That it's also learned from bor, right? That's going to be later on in kaf chesam and aleph. Meaning, according to Shmuel, a tekala of bor, a damage of bor, is whether or not you have bialus over, whether or not you own it. That's his opinion. So, e l'rav d'amar kula mishor l'man. Now, we all learn it from shor, hainu shor, and that's the same thing as shnor. So, maishna bor shekein tchilasa osiyos l'nezek. It's from the beginning was a damaging item. Umamoncha shmira sanalecha. Haninami, this too, over here in our example, tchilasa osiyos l'nezek, umamoncha shmira sanalecha. Right? The fact that you make a putting these down in public from its inception is ready to do damage. So you see, tolda kabor, kabor. The derivative of bor is like a bor. What we still need to work on is what then Rav Papa meant when he said the toldas are not similar to the avos. It's down to one category left, and that is mave. Right? So we have to figure out what is mave, right? Kikamar, so we say, my nihu, id shmuldamar, sorry, one line back. Told the bori kabor. So kikamar papa told the mave. Mind you, what's mave? Il shmuldamar mave is the same thing as tooth. Ha'o kimna. We already said. Told the shane kashane. Now, according to Rav, the amar mave ze adam. Mave is a human damage. So what avos and what toldos are there by humans? Yes, v'chitem, and should you say that an av is when he's awake, and a told us when he's sleeping, v'atzan, we learned in a Mishnah, it's going to be later on, chavav, adam is moed la'olam, ben er, ben yashen. So it's the same thing. Ela akicho v'neo, rather it's referring to his damage done by his spit and his snot over there. That's the damage that's referring to that's done as a tolda. So we'll start tomorrow, I have to stop because we have a couple functions right now. But we'll continue. What are those examples and what kind of damage is done by them? Let's stop there.